Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is the interview I did at Long Beach Comic Con with Joelle Jones. Joelle is started out her comic career as an illustrator, but now has moved over to writing as well. You know, she has her creator-owned title. Really, the book that really kind of put her on the map and got her name out there, which is Lady Killer from Dark Horse. And we discussed it in the interview. She also did an issue of the Superman American Alien series that was written by Max Landis. She did issue number 3, one of the best issues of the series, in my opinion. And Joelle's art is just great. I mean, she's one of those artists that really, really pays a lot of attention to the background. And you'll hear her talk about that in the interview as well, as far as doing research. Her Lady Killer book is set in the 60s, and so she finds herself diving down the rabbit hole of research and making sure everything looks authentic, and it really pays off. The lushness of her illustrations, much like Nicola Scott is who I would compare her to. Their styles aren't necessarily similar, but in as much as they go through the trouble to do the research to make everything look authentic and real. And Joelle's a real sweetheart, super nice to talk to, and I think that she's one of the creators that I'm always going to keep an eye on what she's doing, and if not, read every single book that she draws or ideas that she comes up with, at least check in from time to time to see what she's up to, because she's just super, super talented, really nice lady. I highly recommend Lady Killer. I recommend Superman American Alien, especially the issue she did. And she also has a Supergirl book coming up. We talk about that in the interview as well. Kind of a new updated take on Supergirl's origin, so look forward to that. Joelle recently signed an exclusive deal with DC, so expect to see a lot more of her work coming from DC. So I'll let you all listen to the interview. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody for joining me, and I'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source, presented by LRM Media. I'm here with comic creator Joelle Jones. Joelle, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So for some of our listeners maybe who aren't as familiar with your work, particularly Lady Killer, why don't you give us a quick intro, what you're working on, things that you've done in the past that maybe they've seen or they should go and pick up?
Well, right now I'm working on Lady Killer, which is a book about a 1960s housewife that's an assassin on the side.
Like there were in the 60s?
I'm sure. I'm also doing, I have a book coming out with DC. I'm doing Supergirl with DC. Stuff in the past, I've just done a lot of random all over the shop stuff.
Well, I want to specifically talk about Lady Killer, because it's such a crazy juxtaposition between what you think of as, you know, your 60s housewife, you know, wearing the apron and cooking the dinner or whatever, but then come to find out she's an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
So that is such a two concepts that seem so, you know, on complete ends of the spectrum. How did you come up with the idea? How did that the journey go from a little idea in your head to seeing it realized on the page?
Well, you know, I've always been obsessed with like mid-century illustrations and fashion and design, and I'm also really interested in like the duality of people, how you can be one extreme or another and still exist as the same person. And the idea of setting a housewife with a really violent secret, to me, just visually really tickled me, and I just wanted to kind of live in that world for a while.
And how's the reception been? I mean, I hear great things about the book. I love the book. I recommend it to people. You have, I mean, is there a strong fan base? You get a lot of good fan reaction?
Yeah, it's been really surprising. When I started the book, I really didn't think it would do very well or that people would even read it. Didn't even know who the audience would be for it, but I just had to get it out of my system and kind of entertain myself. And I've been shocked that people read it and seem to really enjoy it. So.
And you talked about the fact that you enjoy that sensibility, that style, the mid-century. You do such a great job of translating into the book. You're always conscious of that. I mean, it feels like it's so accurate. I mean, I wasn't alive back then, but it feels so accurate. It feels so contemporary to that time period. Are you always conscious of that and making sure that that style and sensibility fits what you're trying to do?
Yeah. It takes a lot of research. It's hours and hours. And every time I have to do a background, I have to research the kind of clocks that would be around at the time and trash cans and curtains. And then I have to, you know, find what aesthetically is right for the scene. So, you know, it takes a lot of time, but it's absolutely a labor of love. I wouldn't do it if I didn't love researching all the stuff and having to dig around for it.
You know, it's something that I hear from so many creators that I talk to. When they are, it is a labor of love when they do have the passion. And for me, that's what adds that extra level of quality to stories like this. And that's why I recommend Lady Killer to everybody, because it's true. It's something you're passionate about, something that's in you that you want to share, right?
Yeah, and I think you can see that from creators. I'm a big fan of Mike Mignola, and you can really see that he loves living in that world, and he loves his characters. And, you know, it comes across when you see that in other books.
So you also mentioned Supergirl. Mm-hmm. You're going to be doing, is it a 6-issue?
It's 4 issues, and each issue is 48 pages.
Oh, so double size.
Yeah.
Wow. And so the writer, Mariko Tamaki, mm-hmm. how much collaboration have you done as far as the style and the sensibility and the look that you two want to bring to that new updated origin of Supergirl?
You know, collaborating with her has been really rewarding, really fun. We did a lot of collaboration on the look of the actual characters, and then she really lets me have fun where I like to have fun with like backgrounds and settings, clothing, that kind of stuff. She really lets me kind of play around. But yeah, in the beginning it was, you know, a lot of talking back and forth, and it's really been enjoyable.
Now, have you been watching the TV show?
No, I purposely do not. I don't want to accidentally ape something or take anything away. I've heard nothing but good things about the show, but I didn't want it to influence what I was doing, so I avoid it.
Do you have more creator-owned ideas down the line? Things you still want to... I mean, you seem like you're happy with Lady Killer. And I imagine that you still have stories to tell in that world as well. Mm-hmm. But do you have are there other big ideas that eventually you want to get to?
Yeah, I definitely do. And I tend to get bored really easy.
Okay.
I have a hard time staying on the same thing for a really long period. And I'm always working on the next thing that makes me excited. And yeah, I've got a few that I'm letting percolate and hopefully gonna make something of them in the next couple years.
Well, I kind of like that about you. I mean, I didn't know that necessarily, but I like the fact that you've done, you know, you've done a little of this and you've done a little of that, and so it's so great to see, because I love your style, I love the realism of it, and I love your storytelling sensibility, not just your style sensibility, but your storytelling from panel to panel is always very strong, and so it's cool that you've done so many different things, because I like to see your take on different things. So is that something that you're always aware of, always wanting to stretch yourself and challenge yourself and take on new characters?
Yeah, absolutely. And it does feed into the boredom of, like, you know, I don't want to 10 years from now be drawing the same thing that I drew the same way. And I want to keep consistently getting better and growing as an artist. And I think the only way to do that is by taking on new challenges, trying something completely different, so that I can add more tools to my art toolbox kind of thing.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for your time, Joelle.
Yeah, thanks so much.
A little quick interview here. Now, for those of our listeners that want to check out Lady Killer or check out your art, where can they find you online? What's the best way to check it out?
It's just my name, joellejones.com, J-O-E-L-L-E. And it's the same thing on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
Cool. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Great.